Here in the U.S., politicians are preparing for another battle, nonviolent but passionate nonetheless. It's a confirmation fight in the Senate over another of President Bush's judicial nominees. This one is California Supreme Court Justice Janice Rogers Brown. Mr. Bush wants her to have a seat on the U.S. Appeals Court for the District of Columbia. Justice Brown, who is African American, is an outspoken and controversial conservative. Senate Democrats threaten a filibuster. With us to talk about the latest battle over the federal courts is Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Alex.
So at Justice Brown's confirmation hearing last week, several senators had angry exchanges about some of her more controversial writings. What is it that's upset them?
Well, she's a very, very, very staunch conservative, as you mentioned. She's also a very colorful and dramatic writer in the vein of an Antonin Scalia. So she's written, for instance, in a 2000 case that the right to own a gun is as fundamental as the rights to privacy that the Supreme Court has made up, even though the Supreme Court doesn't think there's a right to own a gun. More so even than what she's written, however, is things she said in her very, very colorful speeches where she derides the government over and over again and talks about New Deal legislation as, quote, the triumph of socialist revolution.
We noted that Justice Brown is African-American. Her nomination is opposed by the Congressional Black Caucus. This sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, this is sort of becoming Clarence Thomas Redux. In some sense, it's hard to escape the similarities. Like Thomas, she's the daughter of very, very poor sharecroppers. She grew up in the segregated South, put herself by working through college and law school. She's an absolute, you know, pick herself up by the bootstraps conservative. Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah really threw gasoline on the sort of racial fire last week by putting up a very ugly caricature that had appeared on the website The Black Commentator. It showed a really ugly African-American caricature of Justice Brown being greeted joyfully by Clarence Thomas, Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice. And the implication was, you know, sort of welcome to the world of black ideologues who've sold out the black people. Everyone during the hearing was so appalled by that image that all they did was talk about the image. And on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats continued to say, take it down, take it down. And yet Hatch would not take it down. It sat there throughout the hearing as a sort of emblem of the racial ugliness at the heart of this.
Justice Brown, in the course of this hearing, did answer a number of questions, but in a way that didn't satisfy the questioners. She said she didn't have opinions on the questions and issues they were raising. That's what judicial nominees say all the time now.
Right. Judicial nomination and confirmation hearings have really become an elaborate process of sort of starting to nail jello to a wall. It's not possible to get these candidates to say anything about their ideologies, their convictions, or even their prior cases. Why? Because as soon as they say something, you can turn around and crucify them for it. And in fact, we're seeing the other end of that, which is Justice Scalia now can't hear the Pledge of Allegiance case because he had expressed opinions in that case. So it really is becoming clear that judges either can't have opinions, or if they have opinions, they cannot share them, because to do so is to look as though they've prejudged a case. The result is the only people qualified to be judges anymore are third graders who don't read the newspaper.
Legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thank you, Dahlia.
You're most welcome.